Right, so we're chilling with Unkululeko, aka Ujobe. A lot of people know him as Ujobe, like Kempasi. How are you doing? How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good, thanks. And yourselves?
We're great. We're great.
Awesome.
Standard.
Beautiful, beautiful.
So, okay. I hope I don't get this wrong. He's a student brand manager for Irredful. Yeah, boy, I got it right there.
Yeah, you did, you
I
did.
got it right. So, do you mind telling us ukuthi iyenzani a student brand manager for us who don't know? Yabo.
Okay. A student brand manager. So basically I'm a student brand manager for Mango Suits.
Yes.
So what a student brand manager does is basically to create brand love and brand awareness on the campus, you know.
On the
So
campus.
I am here to create brand love and brand awareness to MHE students.
So this increases the sales of the particular brand that you are managing.
It increases sales. It creates brand love. People love the brand, you know. From this age in varsity until growing up, you know, Red Bull is my brand, is my energy drink, you know.
Okay. That's a
So
super, super dope thing, actually.
yeah.
What does it involve? Does it involve you supplying the Red Bull to Imangosuthu events or?
Yes. So it also involves me supporting third party events.
Oh, okay.
So let's say MET has a certain event or a function, they can hit me up, and then I pull through to support the event. Yeah.
So when did this journey start?
This is my second year now,
being the brand manager.
Being the brand manager.
Okay.
So I started last year.
Last year.
Yeah, I started last year.
And it's been a interesting journey, right? I'm sure.
Most definitely, yeah.
Most
It's been
definitely.
a very interesting journey. Yeah.
Any questions, Akona?
So, how have your priorities changed, you know, since like you started doing this?
Priorities. Yo, hey.
Yeah, managing the school life and the side hustle life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my priorities have changed, you know. Have changed a lot in terms of time management, communication skills. So me working for the brand helped me to prioritize time, you know, more efficiently, because I have to be in this event, there's this function, I need to be there, I need to go to another rest function, you know. So managing time and communication, you know, the brand helped me prioritize those factors.
It's actually a great skill to have as well, given the business ventures that you want to get into and stuff like that. Very interesting. And you're still logged on to the Vugubangeni Breakfast Show, and we're still chilling with Unkululeko, aka Jobe. So, okay, yo, I've learned a lot. Yes, hi, boo. I had no idea what this job was this exciting. So you were talking about the time management. Is this job a demanding job, given that we're students as well? Is it too demanding?
Demanding in what way?
Time.
Oh, in time. Yes. Yes. It's very demanding.
How?
The reason I say that is because you have to manage your time. Like, as umfundi, you need to know, okay, this day I need to dedicate slumping my whole day to Red Bull activities. The next day you need to dedicate for studying. The next day you need to just prioritize your time.
What about my lectures?
My lecture.
Attending.
Yeah, you do get some, because what happens is that you yourself, as a worker for or SPM, you allocate your hours. So
You.
you set hours for yourself, you know. So let's say you ask, it's on Tuesday, I've got a lecture from 9 until 10. You won't set any missions for that hour.
All right,
For
all
example,
right.
you'll set it from 1 o'clock going forward, so you manage your own time.
Oh, okay. At
Yeah,
least, at
yeah,
least.
yeah.
Okay. So you said you're a marketing student, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you do those things. So kahle you're doing marketing for e Red Bull.
I'm putting my theory into practical.
Into practical. I mean, like, Inje, they should just give you your diploma already. Like, Inje, I don't know why they're still holding it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's ish. Because, like, I'm thinking about this. And it's really sounding interesting. Because when we had a conversation with a lady, right? And I'm like, I don't already know so much about this. Like, me, am I living under a rock? Like, mango suit? Oh, what is happening? All right. I'm doing a Kim Inge.
Kim Inge?
Yes. Oh. And already, like, the radio is like, ish.
Yo.
God, this is sounding interesting as well. And it's an opportunity. And I'm always, you know, when opportunities, like, just bring themselves like this. There's a reason why. And I feel like it would be wrong for me to pass off this opportunity.
No, 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 no. Yeah, but yeah, you know, it's true. And people say, when you get an opportunity, you should, you know, grab it while
with
you still have the chance. Yeah,
exactly.
With both hands.
Like, you grabbed it with both your hands and you don't regret it, right?
Not at all.
I mean, like, your job.
So you're enjoying this.
Exciting.
I love it. I love it.
Love it. You love it. So you said the skills that you've acquired from what you're doing is time management. What other skills? So being social, being have you always been a social butterfly?
Yes and no. For some reason I enjoy networking. I enjoy communicating. But at the same time, I'm not a very social person. I don't know, it doesn't make sense. Like,
I understand it because I feel like you and I are the same person.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, yeah.
No, I understand. Because Nami, you know, like, I like networking, but, like, I'm not a very social person, you know? Mm. Yeah.
Because when you network, networking is making connections.
Yeah.
Connections that will help you with what you want to do. So that's a business mentality that you've got over there, yabo. And also with networking, we are found a lab. You're learning skills that you can use in whatever you want to do. But then you're not that person who wants to say, I get you,
yeah.
Okay, so you actually also learned how to expose yourself more.
Yeah.
From doing the...
Yeah. So from me being... I'm a shy person. Well, I used to be very shy. So it got me exposed into a lot of things. Mm. You know, I had to be out there a lot. I had to come up with creative stuff. You know, I had to expose myself more.
Expose yourself more.
So it got me out of that shell of that comfort zone of mine of being relaxed and all that. So I had to come forth and start
break out of your little cocoon,
doing the things to be done,
making the pots. Hey, you know? Wow. So being creative, you meaning being creative into bringing awareness to Red Bull
in ways to bring awareness.
You need to be creative.
You need to come up with different ways and different strategies to capture, you know, the your abafundi, like campusing, you know, to get their attention. So
it's been hard, ne? Because I mean, I personally have seen it. Abafundi basemang suta vebeninkan. I have seen inkan. Let me not remove myself because na mufundi basemang suta. So, like, is it easy or you find it's a bit challenging, right?
No, it is challenging.
Or people just love Red Bull.
Well, when they hear it's for Mahala. That's when, you know, much separate, relax. They're like, okay. But at first, you know, when you just rock up and I went, I'm here with Red Bull. I'm here to give Red Bull. The first question I always get, how much is it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How much is it? Like, why?
We are but so long.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, but it's been those moments whereby you had to just try to capture their, you know, their attention and doing certain activities, you know, to tell them no. Red Bull is here for you guys.
It's here for you guys. It's here to serve you. I mean, psh. All right, guys, we're still chilling here with Nkululeko, aka Ujobe, and then just Phuzama Red Bull. So don't be surprised, guys. Make kona I energy ngathani thuli kahle. So, all right, we're talking events, Nkululeko, right? Are there any exciting events that we should look out for as us, nje abafundi basemangosuthu, so that we can love Red Bull even more?
No, thank you. You asked. So there's quite a few events happening. The first one it's Red Bull Basement.
Red Bull Basement.
Yes. So Red Bull Basement it's an innovative project we have by Red Bull. So what it does, it's looking for students with innovative tech ideas, business ideas.
Yeah.
To come forth and showcase and, you know, tell us more or apply your idea, you know. So it's Red Bull Basement.
Red Bull Basement. That's for all the inventors.
Innovators, tech business
wise as well. Okay, cool. I hope you guys are listening to that. Okay, the other one. Red Bull Basement.
That's Red Bull Basement. Okay. So you can also go online, Google Red Bull Basement. It will take you to the webpage. If you're a person who has a business idea, who's innovative, and you have this tech idea that can change or better the life, a campus scene, as well as your community around.
Mm.
This is definitely your platform to come through and apply.
Mm-hmm.
And closing date is on the 24th
of October.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and the other one is Red Bull Dance Your Style.
This is for me.
It's Red Bull Dance Your Style.
Red Bull Dance Your Style.
Yes, ma'am. All so right. What happens there? It's the dancing competition.
Mm.
It's a dancing competition that happens internationally, worldwide. You know,
worldwide. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
it's closing date.
International. Wow.
Yeah.
International. Oh, you know me and my K-pop.
She heard international. She's like, oh, that's me. Yeah. Carry on. I'm listening.
Yes,
no,
I'm listening.
You've captured me. Red Bull Dance Your Style is a dancing competition whereby we're looking for the best dancers.
Okay. Cool.
Who will be crowned the best dancer, you know.
Wow. That's very interesting. The cash prize.
There's a prize.
There is a prize.
You know, there's a prize. So I don't want to say too much.
All right. Yes. And like ruin it for us. Okay. Yeah. 9:08 and you're still locked on to the Vugubangene Breakfast Show. All right, we're still talking about ama event. So we found out too it's gonna be Red Bull Basement, and there's also a dance off challenge, right?
Red Bull Dance Your Style.
Red Bull Dance Your Style.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So you were telling us that there are vacancies.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Guys, listen up. Like NG, listen up, because even me now I am listening.
Yeah. So the one I'll speak most about is the one I'm currently doing.
Mm.
So it's the Red Bull, the student brand manager vacancy.
Yes.
So since this will be my final year, there'll be a vacancy open for the new student brand manager.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So firstly, in order for you to qualify to be selected or anything, you need to be a student. That's the first requirement. Yeah, the requirement.
First requirement, guys, already in Jesus parts.
For next year. Next year,
2022.
Yeah. As well as, there's not much, but license.
License is an advantage.
Advantage. On your social platforms, be active.
Be active on social platforms. Don't be a ghost like Utande.
So I have a little bit of activation on your social platforms. And then it's basically that. But I'll try posting the link, or people can DM me for the links as well.
Speaking of DMs, like your socials, if people want to like know more, where can they get you?
Yes, so on Instagram, I am Jobe_Naz.
Jobe_Naz.
Naz, yeah.
That's on Instagram.
Facebook, I think Nkululeko Sithole. I don't know as well. I think Nkululeko Sithole.
You don't even use your Facebook that much. And Facebook then no Twitter?
I don't have Twitter.
Okay, so Insta's where you're most prominent.
That's where you can get
Chobe
me.
_Naz. Guys, if you guys want to know more information about the events that you spoke about, so that was Red Bull Basement and Red Bull Dance Your Style.
Yeah.
If you want to know more about that, if you want to know more about the vacancy that will be there for next year, you guys can DM Uchobe _Naz. And you know, who knows, you might be the one distributing Ama Red Bull next year in Mango Suit.
Yeah.
This is very exciting, hey? It's honestly okay. So they should DM me for information. Anything else you want to say, bring light to? Before I ask you this hard question.
Yeah. As well as abafundi should stay on the lookout or be on the alert. There's this event I'm doing with my team.
Okay.
The location is at Onomo Hotel. They can go to our page on Instagram, the Next Gin Hub.
Next Gin Hub.
And Babenje, you know, follow the page and always be ready.
Gin Hub, Onomo Hotel, it's reeling you in, guys. Just be on the lookout, guys, because hey, what's gonna pop up? But it sounds exciting. So I just have one more last question for you. As Uchobe, how do you define a success? When you say in Shiyabo Chobe, bruh, you've made it. So love. How do you define Leo's success?
Well, I mean, it's success from my point of view.
Yes.
It's firstly being grateful for the little things you've achieved.
Contentment.
You know, so you being grateful and accepting this little success I've gained, for me, that's being successful, because you need to appreciate that little thing, you know. Because for example, let's say I complete my qualification.
Yes.
I've succeeded.
You have.
I've reached my qualification. I've graduated. And that success will lead me to becoming successful, because it will open a job opportunity for me.
Very true.
Then from there, I progress. So Mina, success is just being grateful for the little things that will build up to greater things.
That's actually dope.
Yeah.
Pretty dope.
Yeah.
Good Lego, man. It was fun chilling with you guys. It's goodbye from us, right?
Yeah, goodbye from us.
It was fun chilling with you, good Lego, man. Like, you want to say bye to, like, to the listeners.
It was also great. It was a great experience. And thank you for having me.